From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow will expel 60 U.S. diplomats after Washington announced it was ordering the expulsion of dozens of Russian diplomats over the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. Lavrov said today that Russia will also close the U.S. consulate in the city of St. Petersburg. The U.S., along with more than 20 other nations, ordered the expulsion of Russian diplomats after Moscow was blamed for the nerve agent attack on former Russian double agents Sergei Skripal and his daughter earlier in the month in the British town of Salisbury. Skripal remains in critical condition, according to doctors, but his daughter is making rapid progress. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and North Korean President Moon Jae-in will meet on April 27th in Panmunjom. However, Robert Kelly, the political analyst on the inter-Korean affairs and associate professor in political science at Pusan National University, expressed doubt that something significant would be achieved by the end of the year.
I would be amazed if actually we're, sprinting towards this goal. I'd be amazed if we're really looking at North Korean denuclearization by the end of the year or something like that.
In New York today, General Secretary of the UN Antonio Guterres says he's encouraged by recent developments regarding North Korea, but notes two differences from the days of the Cold War and today.
In the Cold War, there were clearly two superpowers with a complete control of the situation of two areas in the world. Now we have many other actors. On the other hand, during the Cold War, there were mechanisms of communication and control to avoid the escalation of incidents, to make sure that things would not get out of control when tensions would rise.
U.S. President Donald Trump said he's willing to meet with Kim in the coming months. This is VOA News. Nobel laureate Malala Yousafzai returned Thursday to her native Pakistan nearly 6 years after she was shot by Islamist militants in her northwestern home district of Swat for advocating female education.
Today, I am very happy that after 5.5 years, I have set foot on my soil, my country.
Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abazi welcomed her home and said that she has returned as the most prominent citizen of Pakistan. Philip Alexiou reports the initial results of Egypt's presidential election show a landslide win for President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi over his single opponent.
Musa Mustafa Musa joined the contest at the last minute, sparing the government the embarrassment of a one-candidate race and made no effort to challenge el-Sisi. Provincial governors and other officials promised incentives and financial rewards, and in some cases resorted to threats to get people to the polls. The National Elections Authority threatened fines of about $30 for anyone boycotting the election. Official results are expected on April 2nd. Philip Alexiou, VOA News.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The United Nations Human Rights Office called on authorities in Venezuela on Thursday to carry out a speedy investigation into a prison fire and to provide reparations to victims' families. Jason Albano has more on the fire.
Riots and the fire that erupted in the cells of a Venezuelan police station left a staggering 68 people dead on Wednesday. That's according to both official sources and witnesses. Family members desperate for information on the deadly chaos clashed with police outside the station.
They haven't told me anything. I want to know about my child. I don't have any information on him. I don't know anything. Look at how desperate we are.
The police have not spoken on the cause of the riot or the number of injuries, further escalating tension among families waiting outside.
Prominent human rights attorney Amal Clooney will be representing two Reuters journalists under arrest in Myanmar. Ryan Brooks has more.
Wallon and Cho So-woo are currently being held on charges of allegedly possessing secret government documents. Clooney, the wife of actor George Clooney, said in a statement the two reporters, quote, were being prosecuted simply because they reported the news. And it is clear beyond doubt that the two journalists are innocent and should be released immediately. A court in Yangon has been holding preliminary hearings since January. It's deciding whether the two will be charged under the Colonial Era Official Secrets Act.
That was reporter Ryan Brooks. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.